episode number 149. It's about time.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone. It's another great episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
That's all I can say.
That's Jason over there.
Barely able to contain myself. I'm having a mild nervous breakdown.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, folks.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Well,
I assume you have something on your mind.
It's like trying to smash 10,000 things out at once.
Yeah.
Well, let me just calm down, take a deep breath, do the rundown.
Okay.
Here's the rundown. Okay. Here we go. Chris, you got a new car.
Yep. Finally made a decision.
And what does your new car have to do with the next Camaro? Stay tuned. We're going to find out. A new picture has been released by our friends at, what was it, Left Lane News?
Left Lane News.
Big news on the 22nd. If you don't know what we're talking about already, again, stay tuned. Talk a little bit about GM not doing so bad outside of the United States. And got an audio clip that somebody sent us, a little bit different from the voicemail.
Yeah.
And miscellaneous garbage at the end.
Yeah.
So, miscellaneous. All right. You got a new car.
Yes, I finally made my decision.
After a tremendous amount of
research and going to dealers, I had narrowed down my choices to a new Malibu, HHRSS, G8, G6, CTS.
And you got?
In no particular order.
And you got?
An 09 Cadillac CTS.
The V?
No. They're not even out yet.
You never know. You could pull some strings with your grandmother or whatever. So what do you think? You like it?
Nice.
Yeah?
Nice. Got the direct injection, all-wheel drive, luxury package one. It rides like a dream. The interior is world class. It's extremely comfortable. Everything is placed exactly where you'd want it in the car. I don't have one complaint.
Well, I've ridden in the car. I've looked the car over thoroughly, but that's the first time I've actually asked, what do you think overall?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we rode it last night to your brother's bachelor party. it's a good driving car. We maneuvered well throughout downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, no problems, no issues. In looking it over, Chris, I noticed a few things that stood out to me.
Okay. Do tell.
Well, I'll try.
Okay.
There are, everybody's going to hate me for this. I know you're sick of the hint dropping, but that's all I can do. So either listen or don't. This is as good as it gets for a little while.
Okay.
I'll just say what I liked about the car.
Okay.
I liked the driver information center in the gauge cluster there.
Yep.
And I liked how it integrated with the stereo system.
Yeah.
The audio system sounded great. I like how the doors and the body met together down by how it kind of arcs up when you open the door.
Oh, and like there's no weld marks there?
No weld marks. And the nifty safety and structure area where it kind of arcs up so it's not just a square chop at the bottom trailing edge of the door.
Yeah.
Obviously for safety and structure torsion. What engine is in your car, Chris?
Is it the 3.6 direct injection?
Yeah? And what do you think of that?
It's nice. It's got the 6-speed automatic transmission. You can drop it down into manual mode too, and shift it yourself. It's good. I mean, going from a Trailblazer SS to this, I mean, the power is a significant difference. I mean, this is like rated at 303, 304, something like that. Okay. But still, it's.
Do you know
it's
your,
good?
Do you know what your car weighs?
No clue.
It's got to be upwards of 4,000 pounds plus.
Probably.
I would think. And if it's got to get out of its own way, if you got to really stomp on it to get, heavy traffic or whatever, does it have any issues?
None.
No? It moves, huh?
Oh, heck yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I really am.
Can't wait to try it in the snow. Not that I'm asking for snow right now.
July,
But, being all-wheel drive, I shouldn't have any
problems. Wait a minute, it's all-wheel drive?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I seriously did not know that.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit! That's kind of cool. I didn't know that. I guess I was too focused on hoping you would get the G8, so I could, do what your buddies used to do with your Grand National.
That was my second choice. Was the G8? It came down to options.
And why did, oh, what, which option sealed the deal with the Cadillac?
The options, well, the Lee Special, for one. Mm. XM Radio. I mean, you couldn't get it in an 08 G8. And it's just a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
I like the integrated OEM XM Radio built right in. So, that was a deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Personal preference, man.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with that, but I really wish you'd gotten the G8 so I could have done what your buddies did with your Grand National years ago. Hey, Chris, I'm going to go to the corner store. Let me use your car and then come back and tell you what awesome burnouts it does.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your new car.
Thanks.
Now I feel even stupider for driving a Trailblazer SS. So, moving on here. The new picture that was released, or not, well, released by somebody, not by General Motors.
Right. Another shot out there and... the wilderness.
You know what I forgot to do in the rundown?
What's that?
The Z28 issue.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Let's before we get into the picture, let's do that right now.
Okay.
The Z28 is not dead.
It's not dead.
Despite what people say, my source says it's not.
Okay.
And my source doesn't fool around. And my source knows. More astute listener know who I'm talking about. They say it's not dead.
Okay.
So, misunderstanding, misrepresentation, whatever.
Why all the reports? Is it due to
declining
market share with GM, the falling stock prices, the hemorrhaging of money? And
probably.
I'm sure it's a logical assumption.
Yeah.
Not realistic.
Yeah, not realistic because, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, the Z28 version would be more profitable than the non-Z28 V8 version.
Hmm.
Let me put it that way.
Okay.
You know, it's an upper-level vehicle, just like, you know, they make more money off a Corvette than they do off a Malibu.
Oh, of course.
Exactly. So, I wouldn't sweat it yet. I'm not saying it couldn't be canceled, but I'm saying that as it stands right now, as far as what I know...
it's still alive and well and kicking.
Still alive and well and in process. If it ever was. It's kind of funny because nobody actually jumped out and said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! Is that your confirmation of the Z28?"
Yeah.
Well, yeah, pretty much the deal. We kind of know what's going on now.
Yeah.
So maybe a delay? Who knows? I mean, GM's hurting for money right now, and development costs might delay things. But I don't.
Everybody's hurting right now.
Yeah,
so
everything's being delayed. Everything's being rationed. Mm-hmm. So all right. Having said that, spread that word. Not that the Z28 is dead. At least not yet. Not until it's official. It's official. I mean, there was a time when somebody said that the Camaro was dead. Look where we're at now.
Yeah.
So kiss my ass. Oh, sorry. Well, we'll edit that out later. So the picture that was released, good looking front, didn't have HIDs or halos. What do you think of it?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Do you like the license plate frame on the front?
Yeah. You know.
Actually, some people were waiting for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because
some states that do require front license plates. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's only obvious that people want to see what it's going to look like with their required license plate frame.
I think it looks better than the fourth gen front license plate frame. What else did you think about it? I've already given my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the halo lights better.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take. I mean, it looks like, I don't know, it could be the front end of a V6 car, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be able to tell pretty easy without badges.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's a V6 or V8.
Okay.
And we're going to find out how in how many days here?
10 days?
10 days. There, give or take. Today's the 13th?
Yeah,
less than that. 9 days. Well, as they're listening, it's the 14th. So 8 days. 8 days. 8 days from right now, you listeners out there in Radio Land.
Okay.
That brings us to our next point. If you haven't heard, there's going to be a GM bulletin, like a satellite broadcast.
Video conference.
Right. To all GM or Chevrolet dealers, I should say.
Okay.
And the word is that we're going to learn everything.
About the Camaro?
About the Camaro. That's why this episode is called It's About Time. Because it is about time. We're going to get the official word on just about everything. Is what I'm expecting that. If we don't get that, I'll be pretty upset.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Things are going to change, my friends.
Things are going to change, huh?
Yeah, things are going to get a lot better. There's going to be more conversation, less questions that are open. There's going to be more opportunity to ask questions.
More people bitching about weight? What?
Yeah, they can bitch about weight until the cows come home. It's a done deal. They're not going to go up there with a freaking Sawzall and start cutting sheet metal off it.
Yeah, so, you can do that after you buy it.
Yeah, I mean, all the crying in the world doesn't change a damn thing. I'm sorry to say. Oh, again, sorry, was that out loud? So, I'm just teasing. I'm just playing along. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. And, you know, all you got to do is head over to the 2010 Camaro forums on the 22nd, and we should
have information will be there.
We're expecting to even have video at videos.camaroz28.com.
Okay. Obviously, it'll be up on the front page of the site as well. Mm-hmm.
And what more can we say than that? Well, nothing really, because
we don't know what's going to be said.
Right, but
we're just only anticipating what's going to be said.
It's going to be awesome. So I understand that General Motors isn't doing so bad outside of the United States.
No, there's been some sources out there that I'm saying they're really up in Europe, Russia, over there, kicking up their sales quite a bit, including Hummer.
I kind of wonder why.
I don't know. New markets, globalization.
Maybe they're used to high prices. So
yeah, well, of course the Russians are going to buy the Hummers because they got the money from all their oil. So, I mean, what do you...
Oh, boy. It's funny how things change.
Exactly.
10 years ago, they're in bread lines. Now they're... Buying Hummers and wearing Rolexes and getting iPhones.
Yeah.
That happened to blend.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool, cool. At least we got some semi-good news going on.
Yeah.
We got an audio clip. I don't want to say voicemail because this was sent to us as an MP3, which we used to encourage when we first started doing this podcast 149 episodes ago.
Yeah.
We still accept them. We're still happy to get them at webmasters at CamaroZ28.com. And this one is from, if I get my little information here up, this is from Jim, a.k.a. Appleton RC. And this is the clip that Jim sent in.
Hey, guys. This is Appleton RC from the boards. I don't post all that often, but I do listen to the podcast every time it comes out. This last podcast, you had mentioned that one of you guys is looking to get a new vehicle, and G8 was on your list. Well, if you recall, I had a Pontiac GTO 2004, and I actually traded that in for a 2008 Pontiac G8 GT. I've had it for about a month and absolutely love it. I have a growing family, so I needed more room in the backseat, and my back was breaking from climbing in the backseat of the GTO, so the G8 was my choice, and I think it was a pretty darn good one. So keep that in mind. Thanks. Bye.
Cool voicemail or sound clip or whatever. Well, yeah. A little late.
Was he driving or something?
It sounded like it, because that static wasn't on our end. It was on his, which is, that's fine. We don't really care too much. A little late because, you know, you already picked your Cadillac out. But.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said before, the G8 was my second choice. It just, there's certain options. If they had an 09 on the lot, I probably would have gotten a G8.
Did you drive a G8?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I loved it.
We didn't really talk about that.
Yeah. It's a powerful car, the GT. The V6 was okay. The G6 was, I would say less than powerful. I mean, it wasn't bad.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's cool. You picked what you picked. But Jim, thanks for that voicemail. And were you driving? Because we don't get too many of those. We like to hear them.
That's cool.
By the way, Jake Robb corrected me. I think he was one of the very first people to call in while driving a long, long time ago.
Wow.
And then somebody else did, so we threw him a keychain, and Jake's like, hey, you know, what's up? Of course, he already has like four of them.
Okay, tell him to reference the podcast number.
Well, it was in passing conversation. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, folks, from your car or from your cell phone or from your MP3 player or from your computer or from your phone, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And that brings us to our threat of the week.
Look out.
It's time for the thread of the week from the CamaroZ28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to CamaroZ28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
Are you on drugs, or is this your naturally moronic self?
No, we're not on drugs. It's just, it's been a busy week for all of us here at the CamaroZ28.com compound. Thread of the week, Chris, what do you got?
Thread of the week. This grabbed my attention because when I was looking for different cars, And someone posted this in the Automotive News and Future Vehicle Discussion, and the title is, If There Was No Camaro.
Wait. We got a thread of the week that's not in the 2010 Camaro forums?
Right.
Wow. Weird. Okay, so if there's no Camaro, go ahead.
What would your car be?
Mine?
And I think that's what it's all about, is to elicit thoughts of what would you be driving
if there was no Camaro at all?
If Camaro was taken off your choices, kind of like, you know, the last, you know, 6 years.
probably a G8 right now as it stands today.
Right.
Probably a G8.
Yeah.
Yeah. XM or not. I'm not that picky. I wouldn't drive any stupid Cadillac. A-hole. Or Corvette, you know. I still look at C5 Corvettes and see how much they're going for, because I'd still like to have one.
Yeah.
Just as something to mess around with. What would you do?
Well, I would buy a Corvette. Oh, wait, I did.
Jesus, here it goes. God, you know, you're just rolling, aren't you? Mr. Cadillac, Mr. Corvette.
That's what I did. And that's only going to last me until the Camaro comes out. That was my whole intention.
How many miles are on that Corvette?
Less than 2,000.
You're going to take a bath on that when you sell it.
No, actually, the Corvettes hold their value.
Oh, even in a struggling economy like what we're going through now? Well, I guess that makes sense. How much you want for it?
I don't know. No idea.
Well, you know, anybody looking for a hardly used Corvette roughly next spring.
Yeah, with like hardly any miles on it.
I'm sure Chris is willing to make you just a shitty deal.
That was my choice, Corvette.
You know, we'd like to hear what you guys would do. Yeah. You can post in that thread, or you can call us in the hotline that we just mentioned.
There's quite a few different choices out there. People have posted about, from Solstice to a Cadillac CTS-V. I'm sure you can pick up a used one of those pretty easily now.
They got sloppy
shifters. Under 30,000.
Yeah, and the cold air intakes on them just suck. You know, was there anything out of the ordinary, anything from left field? Because I can think of one that I would consider driving.
A non-GM car or a GM car?
Oh, I guess, you know, I didn't even think outside the GM realm.
Yeah. Well, some people posted Mustang.
Yeah, well, that's a given.
Challenger.
I stood next to a Challenger yesterday.
Yeah?
Oh, man. It was nice. It was real nice. It was orange with the...
That's a big car, isn't it? It's a beefy car.
It's beefy, but it's not exactly huge. It's just good sized. I didn't think it was overly huge. I mean, it was big. It was, if it was any smaller, I don't even think it'd look right, though.
No?
I don't think it'd look... I think it'd get the GTO treatment. You know, this isn't a GTO. It's too small. It's not this. Yeah. It's not that. If it wasn't... Had that girth and that heft, I don't... It just look almost like an Avenger now, you know? Yeah. If it was Avenger size, it just looks screwy. It looked like you're driving a go-kart.
I don't know. I mean, I think the car looks cool, but... When I see that line Chrysler puts out, I think cookie cutter. I think 300. I think Charger, Challenger, that stupid station wagon one that they had out too that they canceled.
The Magnum?
Yeah.
The Wheel Stealer?
I don't know. My personal opinion, cookie cutter. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, I'm still glad they're making it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a nice car. If it was one was given to me, I'd be happy to drive it.
Sure.
But my money's going into Camaro, obviously. I did mention GTO a little bit ago. We just wanted to make a quick notice in case anybody missed it, which probably not people, and nobody even knew it was there to begin with anymore. We are going to close the GTO forum on CamaroZ28.com. It served a purpose for 4 years that was there, just kind of like a little interim, because the GTO was the closest thing to an F-body being built.
Right.
There's a lot of great sites out there, LS1 GTO and New Age GTO out there that are just great for that. So anybody with GTO questions, head on over there, and, well, with the Camaro coming out, we got to focus on that.
Yeah.
So we want to thank all GTO owners and enthusiasts for participating in that. No big deal. I don't think they'll mind too much. Since in May, it got like 2 new threads.
Oh.
You know, so no biggie. And, gosh, is that it? I think it is.
Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
next
sure
week's
is.
Podcast, we're going to... I'm getting all amped up again. I need a Red Bull.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Have a great one.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.